Good morning.
I'm glad we didn't do this last week. I'd have been singing bass and croaking. I had bronchitis, and I was miserable last week. The letter that Paul wrote, the first epistle that Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, was an interesting letter. And one of the things that he addressed was grooming standards. Did you know that? Long hair was addressed in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Yes. Now, that's always a subjective topic. I know my dad, when his hair got more than an inch, he would be heading to the barber. When my hair got like that, at that age, when I was living at home, they'd have to drag me to the barber. But Paul is very clear. Does not nature itself teach you that if a man wears long hair, it is a disgrace for him? But if a woman has long hair, it is to her glory, for her hair is given to her for a covering. If anyone is inclined to be contentious, we have no such practice, nor do the churches of God. So, every artist's depiction of Jesus I've seen, how long is Jesus' hair? Are the artists wrong? Maybe. They just have to use their imagination. So I'm not going to say long hair is bad, how long hair is, and all that kind of stuff. I'm just interested in finding out what Scripture has to say about things like that. And then we get into the verse 17 of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and this is where we find Paul giving the words for the Lord's Supper. But he addresses some issues that they're having first. Now, Paul's teachings are very down to earth, and they could be very rough on some folks. But in the following instructions, I do not commend you. In other words, you're not doing good. Because when you come together, it is not for the better, but for the worse. For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you. And I believe it in part. For there must be factions among you in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized. When you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper that you eat. For in eating, each one goes ahead with his own meal. One goes hungry. Another gets drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I commend you in this? No, I will not. When we partake of the Lord's Supper, we partake as a congregation. We partake as individuals in a congregation because we all have to answer for ourselves before God when we partake of the communion. We have an opportunity at this point to truly focus on what Jesus gave for us. He gave his body. And we partake of the little square of unleavened bread. Bread without sin. Bread that's pure. Because that's what Jesus' body was. His body was sinless. And he was too. Then we partake of the fruit of the vine, representing Jesus' blood, blood that was given for us freely. Oh, sure, on the hill, he said, well, if you'll take this cup from me, Lord. But then he said, but thy will be done. So Jesus gave his blood and his body freely for us. Let's remember that as we partake of these emblems. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. Let's go ahead and partake of the bread. Thank you, Father, for this emblem that represents your Son's body that was given for us on the cross. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup. Let's partake of the cup, please. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. And do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Think about it. When Jesus comes, we're going back and we're going to heaven. Amen. And we'll see Jesus face to face. And won't that be amazing? Let's remember that whenever we partake of these emblems. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your love, and we thank you for your watch care. We thank you for your ever-present mercy and grace. We thank you for these emblems that remind us of your glory and remind us of your Son in all his glory. Thank you, Father. Watch over and guide us through this service. Help us to be your servants. Help us to worship you in a way that is worthy in your eyes. In your Son's name I pray. Amen.